Hello and welcome back to another episode of The Straight Poop. I'm Joe Altieri and I want to thank you for being here. I very much appreciate your time and your interest, and I certainly hope that you feel your time is well spent while you're here. I wanted to talk today about introductions, about meeting dogs, human to dog introduction for now, and then we'll follow that up with dog to dog introductions. It seems like such a simple topic, and so much of what we discuss here is very simple stuff as far as the terms, the things that we're talking about, but they're really, really very, very important, and they're fundamental behaviors and basic understandings that I think every dog person needs just to navigate successfully the world with a dog. You can't really bank on other people, and so the best thing that you can do is to inform yourself. Make sure that you know as much as you need to know, as much as you can know about your dog and his behavior and other dogs and their behavior. And that way, as you move through the world, if you come across somebody who doesn't understand dogs or doesn't know how to handle their dog, then you can, you know, help them with that situation. So, or at least help yourself through it. Also, introductions is the area where we have a lot of problems. Whether it's dogs getting into scraps or people... It's what I'm talking about today is people getting bit, people getting experiencing an aggressive reaction from a dog. And I want to talk about why that happens and how we can keep that from happening. The first part of it is the why. Okay. And it's important to understand that dogs have a very clearly defined sense of personal space. Okay, and that sense of personal space expands and contracts with their level of comfort or caution. So it's kind of like, a lot of times I liken it to when you meet a dog, it's like coming to an intersection where there is a stoplight. And you're observing the light, and the color of the light is indicating to you what the situation requires. Okay, now some dogs give a very clear and apparent red light. We know when they don't want to be approached. Okay, their body language is clear. They're usually letting you know vocally that they're not friendly, or at least not warm to your approach. So the red lights are easy to spot. So are the green lights. There's plenty of green lights. And these are happy dogs that just pretty much love everybody. And more often than not, this is a dog that's going to approach you before you approach it. So the green lights and the red lights are pretty easy to identify. It's the yellow light, the amber, the caution, the cautionary ones that we want to learn to identify. And even if we can't identify it, we want to at least approach that dog based upon a specific set of rules, so that more than likely it's going to be a successful, happy, and peaceful meeting. I've broken this down into a list of do's and don'ts, and I think it's we'll just go with that. So on the do, the first do is energy. We always talk about energy. I want to talk about this. In this situation, your energy is really, really critical. If you are capable, you want to be calm, cool, collected, confident, okay? Confident and assured. And that's the energy that we're always looking for, that dominant alpha presence. So, but if you can't get there, you want to keep your energy as calm as possible. If you're nervous about meeting a dog or an animal, if you're not too sure if, because the dog is an amber, that makes you nervous about meeting it, that you're obviously going to be giving off this nervous energy that dog is going to pick up. So how do we deal with that? Okay, so what we do is, the first thing that you do is you're waiting for the green light. The dog will eventually give you the green light. Okay, you've got to learn to see it, watch for it, know when you get it. And until then, behave correctly so that you do get the green light. The best thing you can do whenever you meet a new dog is ignore it. Plain and simple. Ignore the dog. Act like it's not even there. If it's with a person, if it's with its owner or whatever, you would engage with that person. More than likely, if it's an amber dog, if we're talking about cautious, you're going to be at a distance. Have a conversation with that person. Talk to them about their dog. Is your dog friendly? Does he have any issues? And have that conversation at a distance while you ignore the dog. When you get close enough to the individual and his dog, so that there's actual interaction, or at least the dog can then approach you, you're going to continue to ignore the animal. Ignore the dog and let the dog come to you. If the dog's interested, he'll, in time, cautiously make his way to you. He's going to sniff you. He's going to take in your scent. He's going to gather all the necessary information that he needs based upon what he's getting through his nose and the energy that he's picking up from you. And he's going to make his assessment as to whether or not you are a threat. And that's really what he's looking for. Once he knows you're not a threat, once he's comfortable with you and your energy, he will give you the green light. The green light is often a nudge with the nose at your hand. Maybe a paw reaching for you, reaching out and making contact. That's your green light. That's what you're looking for. And that's when it's okay to stop ignoring the dog. Up until then, you have to ignore the animal. Okay, it gives you control. It puts you in a position of alpha. Tells the dog in no uncertain terms that you are more important than he is. All right, and then when you get the green light, that's the dog telling you, hey, it's cool, I like you, I'm okay with you. You can now go ahead and pet me, or scratch me, or say hello, or be my friend, or whatever that happens to be. Okay, and so those are the do's. Okay, good calm energy, you're gonna ignore, you're going to let the dog come to you, and you're gonna wait for the green light. Okay, the don'ts. The don'ts. First and foremost, this go. Now, a lot of these go with ignoring the dog. These, again, a lot of common sense here. Number one, don't approach the dog straight on. Okay? You're literally starting to move into their, like I said earlier, dogs have a very clearly defined sense of personal space. And that personal space, you don't want to invade it. If you invade that personal space, it's going to cause the dog to feel beyond cautious. It's going to make the dog's going to feel threatened. And could respond in kind. So you don't ever want to approach a dog straight on. And this is something you got to, this is big with little kids. God, this is a monster. I'm going to take a little stop in the progress on this topic and talk about little kids getting bit. I was shopping for liability insurance for my business, and it's not easy to find insurance companies that will cover dog boarding facilities and rescue facilities, and just anything that deals with dogs can get a little iffy with the insurance companies. And one of the things is that there's some really huge liability when it comes to dogs. One is the little kids. I found out that when a little kid gets bit by a dog in the face, which is usually where it happens because kids are down on the dog's level. Kids will normally approach dogs with very little fear. You know, in a little kid's head, a dog is nothing more than a live teddy bear, really. And it's cute and it's fuzzy and it looks friendly. And kids don't know how to read dog body language. The last thing a dog wants is some little miniature human. They don't realize that it's a kid, okay? It's just a smaller version of us. And this one's charging up into their face. Reckless abandon, grabbing them by the ear, you know, or whatever. the possibility for something to go south there is actually relatively high. And that's what happens. And then a little kid gets bit in the face, and I found out from this insurance company that that in a liability, as far as a liability in a lawsuit, is a minimum of $100,000. So if a little kid gets bit in the face and they sue the insurance company, it's going to cost them a minimum of $100,000. Okay, so that's something to keep in mind. Good reason you don't want your dog biting a little kid in the face. And it goes with what I'm talking about as far as not approaching a dog straight on. It's best to approach a dog from the side, so that he doesn't feel like you're charging in on him. And you approach at a slow, comfortable pace, whatever the dog and the owner are comfortable with. The owner in these situations is really, really important too, because their energy is going to be fueling their dog and his behavior. So if they are nervous or cautious or concerned, their dog's going to have this alert going on, not really knowing why, and maybe more prone to react to who or whatever is approaching it. So you got to kind of keep, all of this comes into play every time you meet a dog, and it can always be different. You never know what the owner's going to be like, you never know what the dog's going to be like, you never know what the environment's going to be like, what the outside stimulus is going to be. So it's always different, and that's why it's important to keep all of these things in mind every single time we meet a new dog. Okay, so the owner plays a big role. You want to approach the animal, like I said, not straight on, and you want to do it at a comfortable pace, and that's whatever's comfortable for the dog and the owner. Okay, do not reach out. Again, we're invading space. Okay, so if you see a dog, you don't get down on their level, jump in their face, and shove your hands out and go, hey, last thing you want to do. For a green light dog, obviously they're already doing that to you, but I'm talking about a cautious dog that you're meeting for the first time. You're not going to reach out, you're not going to break their space, you're not going to make them feel threatened. Okay, no eye contact. There's no bigger challenge in the canine world than direct eye contact with a strange dog. Okay, if it's your dog and they know you, different story. It still has a great deal of power, and we can talk about that another time. But no direct eye contact with a new animal. They feel challenged or threatened or whatever, but the bottom line is it's throwing gasoline on their fear fire, and it's not making anything better. It's not going to help your situation. Unstable, nervous, or fearful energy is another no-no. Okay, so if you're afraid of it, if you see a dog and you're afraid of it, there's no point really in trying to go meet it. You know, I guess that's doesn't need to be said, and I'm not really sure what the situation would be that would force somebody to meet a dog that they're afraid of. In that situation, you would ignore like crazy, do everything you can to keep your energy cool, and wait for the situation to be over with. But as far as a dog that you're actually meeting with, again, your energy is critical. So you got to be calm, cool, collected, and comfortable. Otherwise, that dog's going to be picking it up, and he's not going to know what you're afraid of. He's going to sense that your energy is unstable, which puts him in an alpha position. And at that point, all bets are off, and he may react to you in a negative or aggressive manner, possible. Okay. Another don't is don't come in from on top of the head. Once you kind of got that green light, once the dog feels like they're comfortable with you, you're initially reaching out to scratch a dog or give them some attention or affection, come in from underneath the chin. Don't come in from over the head. Most dogs don't like to be, they don't like anything coming down on them from on top of their head. Once they get comfortable with you, then they're kind of cool with it. But at first, come in from under the chin. And we're always doing all of this. Any of this type of interaction as far as now making contact with the dog is only after we've gotten the green light. Okay? So the don'ts, don't approach straight on. Don't reach out. Don't invade the dog's personal space. Don't make any eye contact. Okay? Make sure your energy is cool, calm, and collected, not unstable, nervous, or fearful. Okay? And when we do finally get to physically interact with the dog and say hello, We're going to start off by coming in under the chin and not from on top of the head. Okay? We're going to respect the dog's space and we're going to respect the dog's body language. Okay? A lot of this interaction, a huge part of it, is going to take place right at the beginning. Pay attention to what the dog is giving you. What's his body look like? Where are his ears? What's his face telling you? What's his tail doing? I always tell people that loose is good and stiff is bad. Okay, so if the dog is standing still, his tail's stiff, sticking straight out, his ears are going back and he's not moving, and he's looking at you, that's bad. Okay, but if he's loose, if he's wiggling, his tail's wagging, his body's loose and he's got a happy look, his ears are up, that's good. Okay, so loose is good, stiff is bad. Body language will tell you a lot about his willingness to meet you or his level of interest or whether or not it's safe for you to say hello to that dog. Okay, so that's what we talked about today. That's a dog to human introduction. A little foundational information. So the next time you get out there and meet a dog, you can try applying some of this information. Okay, I want to thank you for listening in. Like I said, I really do appreciate it very much. I want to thank my advertiser, Anchor FM. They're great. I made this whole thing possible. My sponsors and supporters, which are Dr. Williams and Sweetwater Vet, Scooter Farm in San Diego, and soon to be Raleigh, North Carolina, Hollywood Late Night with Rocco Podcast, and Doyle Hargraves Construction. I don't care what you say, the law is on my side. Adopt people. If you're looking for another dog, don't buy. Adopt. Get out there and save a life, okay? And walk your dog, walk your dog, walk your dog. And of course, as always, be worthy. Take care.